Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about Haunted Albany, Spirits of the Capital City with Maeve McKenney Johnson.
So I was giving an outdoor tour last year, regular tour. I haven't been a Capital tour guide in years, and somebody starts laughing and they said, "Oh, they thought that was a bit on the tour, like it was a joke." And I said, "Oh, that's so funny. They were on my tour years ago." And they went, "No, no, they were just on a recent Capitol tour." And the door opened behind them.
Oh, wow. So it's happened. It happens more than once.
At least more than once.
But it's pretty notoriously known as a haunted location, isn't it?
It is. It's a haunted location. It's a beautiful. The story goes, though, is that, as I mentioned, those stone carvers, is there a reason? You know, we couldn't finish the building. There's a secret demon that's no bigger than my thumbprint that local legend says maybe it was a stone carver who was fired and didn't think it was fair that he was fired. But you need a tour guide with a flashlight to find it. And actually, we tell that we've been telling that story so long, his nose is still black from when we used matches to highlight him.
Oh, so people would be like, "Look at this," way back in the day before flashlights and light up.
Yep.
Wow.
And it said if you can find the demon without the help of another person, that you yourself are touched with something dark.
Well, I just wouldn't go looking for it then.
Don't go looking for it. That was my thing.
I know where it is because somebody told me.
So it's like the ring, you know, you just got to tell one person so you can't find it on your own.
I want to make sure we have time to talk about Abraham Lincoln. So I don't know what it is about Abraham Lincoln. I know when it started my fascination with him, I went to Washington, D.C., and I went to the Ford Theater. And something about that trip to the Ford Theater just changed me. Like, I became fascinated by Abe Lincoln, and I have read countless books. I couldn't tell you. I did a deep dive into Abe Lincoln for several years. And in fact, I have Abe Lincoln busts in my house, and I have coffee table Abe Lincoln books. Like, all my friends are, like, one of my friends commissioned this little Abe Lincoln painting for me. But he has some ties to that area.
Oh, yeah. It's funny you say that, too, is that tour guide, Matt Millett, who I mentioned, he also felt like he didn't identify as a historian, but Lincoln grabbed him. Mm-hmm. And it was from the movie Lincoln where they make a joke about Albany and Lincoln. And he went, really? And he did this whole deep dive. But then for the ghost story, my brother has written a play that went to the Fringe Festival based on some of Albany and some of the families that have ties to him.
How
so,
cool is
oh, do we have
that?
A lot to talk about? So Lincoln came here both life, death, and afterlife. He came here on his way to his inauguration in 1861 mm-hmm. to give a speech at the old Capitol building, which was basically in front of the current Capitol today. And coincidentally, John Wilkes Booth was in Albany at the same time performing. He was actually recovering from an injury where he almost died on stage. He fell on a prop knife. But historians do say he was likely in that crowd the first time witnessing Lincoln. When he was assassinated, the train went to those stops he made on his mm-hmm. inauguration, and Albany was one of them. But this is a ghost story that goes beyond Albany. It actually, it's called the Lincoln Ghost Train. There's books written just about the ghost train that continues to make these stops. You see this gothic funeral train. There's people who will talk about skeletons looking over a coffin if you can see in the window. So that goes even beyond Albany, but it does have its roots here as well. But I want to talk about, as you mentioned, Ford Theater. And when you look at that, go back to your like fourth grade textbook and you see the sketch, you see Booth hovering over Mary Todd and Lincoln and a young couple. That's the Rathbones. Clara Harris was engaged to Colonel Rathbone, and they were actually stepbrother and stepsister. Clara Harris was Senator Ira Harris's daughter. And though they were stepbrother and stepsister, they fell in love. And we know what happens. Lincoln is assassinated, and Rathbone tried to stop Booth, but Booth had a knife and sliced him down the arm, and he almost bled out. And Clara, it's unclear whether, you know, she got pulled away with Mary Todd. She stayed with Lincoln, and there are some historians who wonder, you know, how did Henry feel about that, right? That his wife absconded from him because he almost died, or fiance at that time. Every year after the Lincoln assassination, Henry recovers. He does very well in his military career, but you have to relive it every year. Mm-hmm. And there were people saying, you know, you couldn't stop the assassin. And he struggles with mental health. The catch-all phrase, they call it melancholia, but he had depression. He had rage. And they get stationed out in Germany. They get married. They have two children. And Henry goes mad on Christmas Eve, and he tries to kill the children. But Clara gets between them, and he shoots Clara. He tried to turn the knife on himself, but he was unsuccessful. He's committed to an asylum in Germany. But there's a ghost story tied to this as well. Ira Harris had a summer home in Loudonville, New York, which is just outside of the city of Albany. And the story goes is that Clara had the dress that was covered in blood, and she didn't want to throw it away, but she didn't want to ever wear it again. So she closed it off in the home. And ever since then, there would be stories, particularly around April, when he was assassinated, the anniversary of the assassination, where they'd wake up and you'd see the sad figure of Lincoln in a rocking chair. There's a story of a politician one time who stayed in the home after the assassination, and he was struggling with something politically, where there was the political smart thing to do and there was the morally right thing mm-hmm. to do, and he didn't know what to do. And he slept at that house, and he woke up and he saw Lincoln smiling at him like, you know what to do. And the politician made the choice to do the morally right thing. People have lived in the home, different families. I've done other podcasts. There's a podcast called Listen with the Lights On, where we did a tavern recording, and a woman who lived in the home, that's why I don't mind sharing it, said, oh yeah, I remember, talked about, they felt very deeply it was haunted. You know, her sister had an accident where she fell out the window that in the second floor, but somehow magically she broke her leg, but it could have potentially been fatal. You know, she said something caught me, something, there was a presence. Now, Stuart Lehman interviewed another family who lived in the home, and they said, do you feel it's haunted? And she goes, well, I'll put it to you this way. If if I'm alone, or excuse me, I'm with my family, I'm fine. But if my husband goes away, I'll get a hotel room. I won't stay in that house alone. So I don't, it is a private home, so I don't give out the address, but it is a heavily documented story. They say what happened to the dress. That's where it gets murky. You know, some say though that the son, Clara's son, had the dress burned because of what happened with, you know, he felt it kind of cursed the family.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because it is an odd thing to keep, but I also get why I don't know what else to do with this.
And the other thing was it Lincoln's blood? Was it Henry's blood? So my brother, the playwright, he plays with that a little bit in his play, The Lincoln Dress, which I'm putting it out to the world. We're trying to get him published as a novella. So keep an eye out for another McEnany doing history things.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
With the ghost train, have they had sightings of that in the Albany area?
Yeah, so there's a book by Renee Mallett, and she describes it pretty well. That book is Ghosts of the Capital Region. So she describes sightings where, if I remember correctly, because of course the tracks are not, you know, we've since pulled up the old tracks, but that the old tracks will kind of come up from the ground. There was a story of somebody where a real train, a living train stopped, like just out of nowhere, and somebody got out to kind of check the tracks and see what's going on, and he saw the ghost train coming right for the living train, and he braced himself thinking he was a goner, and he just got that shock of cold, and when he opened his eyes he was fine. But people reported a cold shock, but you know, the passengers didn't see anything, but that was something that he reported. And then once it was gone, the train started up as normal.
Because I've heard of other ghost trains in some other locations for various reasons. They hear it, they see it, and there are no tracks anymore. Same thing. But, you know, a train like that, you know, I talk a lot about energy. And when you think about the emotions that were going on when Lincoln died, and the country was just so shocked and saddened, and then to have this train take him back to Springfield the same, you know, the same way he went to Washington. That's how he returned home, was on this train. There's just so many people affected by it. I could see how a haunting of Abe Lincoln or various hauntings could be associated with him throughout the country, you know, on that, on that track.
Well, think, because when the people came, you know, the train stopped in Albany, and you had people not just from the city who would have come down to pay their respects. You know, people from all over the capital region would have traveled here to pay their respects. So that is an intense spike of emotion in one space.
Right. And then just the horrific shock of it all happening and how it happened and all that. It's just, that's so interesting. Because I'm so interested in Abe Lincoln and the history and all of everything associated with him.
Yeah, we do have, so that Historic Albany Foundation group, you know, they do a Lincoln and Albany tour. That's why I said, oh, we could do a whole podcast just about Lincoln and Albany. It continues on. It's fantastic.
God, I would love to take that tour. Do you have a place on the tour that you are particularly interested in? Because I always think if you're a tour guide, there would be one spot with a location that would really resonate with you. Maybe it's a great story. Maybe you have a personal experience with it. But is there a location that you really are interested in?
I love going to the Old English Pub, not just because it's a pub.
A perk. Let's be real.
But it's a perk, right? It's the second oldest house in Albany, 1736. But there's pieces of it that may even predate that. It was owned by the Quackenbush family, Peter Quackenbush, who was a brickmaker. And he actually builds outside the city line because he had access to the river and the bricks. And it was a family home for generations. And it's also, and again, I keep bringing up my dad, but there it is. It's also the first home, that historic building that my father saved. It was slated for demolition.
Oh, wow.
And it was gutted. There was no second floor. It was flooded. But he created a quick nonprofit that never met again. They just created so that they had legitimacy. Mm-hmm. They met with Mayor Erastus Corning, who said, well, you don't want this building. It's going to fall apart. And he says, yeah, but we don't want you to put a highway through it. And they said, okay. So you'll see the highway is right next to the building. They just moved it over. And it's been restaurants ever since, as far as I know. Of course, it's a haunted building. So it's a beautiful Dutch building, and it has a ghost in it. And this was a story that actually took me a little bit to pull the story out, because there was a manager who was an Irishman. So Irish accent, everything. And I said, oh, well, I'm Irish and you're Irish. You got to love these ghost things. And he was like, absolutely not. Like, didn't believe in ghosts, didn't think it was funny. But I would come back and I'd say, oh, anything new? And then he'd say, well, not me, but the staff see things. And, you know, it was like a shadow hand that would appear on the banister. Their names, it was a woman's voice who would know the staff's name, but they'd be alone and they would look for her. But down in the basement in particular, a staff person caught like a girl kind of hiding behind the refrigerator or the boiler or something. But there's no way when he went to that corner, anyone was there. There's a manager. He now works at a place called Lock and Key, but he knows this ghost. He was like, yeah, I know her. It's Bread Ghost. And he called it her and he called it Bread Ghost so confidently. He said, yeah, she and I have a thing. I know her very well. My staff were getting in trouble in the morning because there'd be bread all over the floor. So they're telling me I need to scold my evening staff, but I knew who it was. So I went in there and I said, you know, Bread Ghost, you need to stop knocking the bread off. And he goes, and she threw a loaf right off the shelf. Oh, wow. And so there's been multiple sightings of this woman. We don't know who she is. We don't know if she's a Quackenbush. We're not sure, but there's a new owner now at the Old English Pub, and he loves the ghost tours. He says, oh yeah, she's still here, but he hasn't given me the new stories yet. So probably for October 2025, I'll have to sit down with Les and get the new ones. But he goes, oh yeah, she's still here. She's fine. We like her. They leave a glass of water out for her, I think is what he said, that they leave her like a little token at night.
And then she leaves the bread alone and if she's got the, yeah. It's like, they left something for me. I will leave the bread alone. Yeah. I appreciate being acknowledged.
So I love that because, you know, it's a great jumping off point for tours. It's authentically Albany. It's a wonderful ghost, even though I don't have a specific haunting of who she is. You know, it could be any number of Quackenbush girls who was there. But yeah, that's my building. I call it, that's my building. You know,
do you
I went
feel
there at my wedding in my gown.
Like when you go in there, do you feel like there is a presence there? I would think in Albany, a lot of locations would give you that vibe.
Yeah, and that one, I'm always there when there's a party. And it's, you know, that's the thing I said. I actually showed up after my wedding in my gown just to be there.
So I love that so much.
Yeah, so if there is a presence there, she hasn't made herself known to me, but there is a presence enough there that people feel they want to be there. It draws people in. It's when we do our ghost tour, it's the place where it's the place where people want to be, which I think is what the Quackenbushes would have liked.
I also get that, though, with being a party going on, a lot of people, I find I don't really pick up on activity in a situation like that. Because there's so many things going on that you don't really feel it.
No. So I'm drawn to the building. It's a place I want to be, whether she's luring me there, which, you know, we've got generation there, right? We've got family ties to that home.
The tours that you do, these are primarily October, correct?
Yeah, I'll do them by request as people like them. But my public tours is October.
And what's the best way to get information about your tours?
Yeah, so you can do albany.org, which is Discover Albany, and that's the best place to find me. But we also have a page called albanyhalloween.com. It has become my mission to make Albany a Halloween destination. We've got the lore, we've got the stories. I will often use my services for different nonprofits. That's why you Google me, you find me with all kinds of different organizations. But albanyhalloween.com, that's where I'm trying to collate not just my tours, but all of the tours and haunted experiences and fall experiences under one brand.
Isn't that something that historically the All Halloween Albany has done? Doesn't this go back way, way, way back?
Yeah, 1904, they did a massive Halloween celebration. There was an interest in having like a Mardi Gras, right? Like, look how New Orleans branded themselves as a Mardi Gras destination, like a seasonal event. Could we do that? And Halloween was identified as a thing that we could do to make ourselves a destination. So they created this All Halloween festival, a carnival. They called it a carnival. And it was over Halloween. So 2 days, they had like five parades. They did automobile parades, which would have been a really big deal at the time. We had a Queen Titania, who was an Albany girl, and her Prince Charming, and a Princess Cinderella, and a princess, you know. And people will look at this, they say, oh, was there a theme to this? Like, no. We had, you know, we had characters from Shakespeare, we had characters from fairy tales, we had people from, you know, they representing different countries. It was just this wild party. The second year, what they did is the parade for the ghouls from the Nether Gloom. We came down, they marched to City Hall, they bewitched the mayor, took the keys from the city, presented them to Queen Titania, who gestured to open the gates of the city, and they created gates at the north, south, east, west of the city. So, and I'm in a destination marketing organization, and they were doing this. They were marketing to train and all kinds of people, hotel packages. So the first year was 50,000 people in Albany.
Oh,
and
my
people
goodness.
Don't believe me. We have pictures from the New York State Capitol steps with Queen Titania looking down at the crowd singing to her. The next year was 100,000 people. The problem was, by bringing in a lot of people who don't have a stake in Albany, they were bad actors. So putting pepper in feather dusters was pepper spray. So they were pepper spraying people. They were overwhelming the city. A lot of factors that it did not come back. But I'm resurrecting it. That's what I call it, is trying to bring modern elements to it. But another thing that might have done it in is that Queen Titania, who I mentioned, the first Queen Titania was Elsie Smith. She had a Prince Charming, and that Prince Charming, he was apparently the most eligible bachelor in Albany. The next year, around Christmas time, she and the Prince Charming were getting all kinds of odd letters, like, especially him, like, oh, you don't want to be around Elsie, like, she's no good, she's trampy, she's yucky, like, it was just bizarre. But the two of them laughed it off. They might have dated, but it wasn't anything serious. On Christmas, she gets a delivery of chocolates with his initials on it, but it doesn't look like his handwriting. She luckily, like, shoos her siblings away. They don't get into it. But the note says, I hope they're not all broken. And when she opens them, they are broken. And it's neon green coming out of them. They were poisoned with chocolate, with Paris green dye, right? And it was enough that it would have taken out the whole family. So there was an investigation, but there were too many women who were jealous of Elsie. There were too many suspects who were upset that she had this Prince Charming on her arm. And there's also talk, was it Elsie herself? Maybe she was no longer the queen, and was this a way to keep her relevant? And we gave a tour to Miss New York, and she went, that's it. She goes, I've seen beauty queens do worse. Yeah.
So will you bring back the queen with your All Halloween event?
Yeah, So we are modernizing it. We partnered with In Our Own Voices. And so they are a group that advocate for LGBTQ youth, particularly Black and Latin youth. And so they have a Halloween ambassador. So there's a house ball culture. So there is a competition for young people to become the ambassador, and they get a stipend. I wrote a grant to support some of these programs through, it's called the ARPA, but it was through the City of Albany's ARPA Fund. And so it helps invest in a new leader in the community. Albany has a Tulip Queen. That's a program that started with our Albany Tulip Festival. So it's like, we already have a seasonal queen. Then we wanted something that was more representative, a little more inclusive. Albany's a very LGBTQ friendly destination. And that was something that we felt that the ambassador could help market that as well.
I love that so much.
Yeah. So now, it'll be next one.
Say somebody was going to Albany like in July, which is when we're recording this. Can they take a tour if they organize it in advance, maybe?
Yeah, I say five or more friends. Yeah. If you're a family.
I mean, you need a group, obviously.
Yeah. So I would say what you would do is you would you'd call our office at Discover Albany Visitor Center. You'd say, I've got my family in town, and if I'm available, I'm happy to give do that tour, the true crime, the ghost tours. But people start feeling the mood. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start getting the calls in August. So I've got, what is it, next week? Yeah, so once the Home Depot skeletons come out and the candy cane is over, I'm going to start getting the phone calls.
Well, here in my town, Home Goods already has all their Halloween stuff out.
Yeah, they're ready.
They are so ready. Well, I will put a link in the show notes, too, so people can easily click right there.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you.
But Maeve, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about Albany. What an interesting city.
Yeah, I hope you come and visit us, whether October, July. We're always cooking up something new.
And that wraps up our conversation with Maeve McKenney-Johnson about Haunted Albany. For more information on tours, visit their website at albany.org. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without the commercials, you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or you could also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.